Yeah, I mean, it was a group decision when we decided to change helmets. Obviously, every helmet that is used in the NFL goes through the testing policy. I'm not sure what that testing policy is, but the one I'm using has been working pretty well, and I haven't lost any yet. So.
Hi, Aaron over here. You've had some great things to say about your quarterback's coach, Tom Clemens. Can you elaborate on the influence he's had on you as a pro?
I don't know if I want to. I don't want him to leave after this season. But Tom's done a great job, I think, preparing quarterbacks. I think a great example of that is the way Matt played against New England. You know, Matt's a very talented player, but I think Tom has really just improved all of our games. He's a great teacher of the game. He understands, you know, that less is more, I think, especially on game days. He's one or two things every time I come off the field. He's always, you know, very, very even keeled. There's not any, you know, arguments on the sidelines or confrontations. He understands there's going to be mistakes on the field, but he understands how to manage, you know, help manage our personality during the game. And then off the field, he doesn't let you be complacent. You know, we spend a lot of time together in the offseason just crawling through film, self-scout of ourselves, and just trying to find ways to improve.
Aaron, people talk about your confidence level right now. For you, what's it been throughout your career to get it to where it is now from where you started?
I didn't hear the end of that.
Your confidence level. What's it been for you to get it from where you started in your career to where it is now?
I think experience. You know, the more games you play, the more confident you're going to be. You know, my confidence level comes from, you know, my preparation. I spend a lot of time each week just making sure I'm ready to play the game. I want my teammates to know I'm the most prepared guy on the field. And you know, it's film study. That's also, you know, studying the game plan, and it's practice.
Aaron, some former quarterbacks, coaches have been talking about you this week, the last couple of weeks.
Who?
Steve Mariucci, Brian Billick, yep. And some other guys. And a lot of the things you hear from them, a lot of the words are perfect and ideal when they talk about your throwing motion. I wonder what you think when you hear those words and if you agree with them.
Well, I mean, that's their job is to make statements like that. I'm just fortunate enough to be able to have worked with some great quarterback teachers of the game. Since high school, I've been blessed to work with people who really understood how to coach the position. And then at college, I think I got the best of the best with Coach Tedford. We honed fundamentals. We talked about the mental aspect of playing quarterback. And I really think that time with him was invaluable.
Aaron, right here. Troy Aikman made the comment yesterday. He observed watching film that Pittsburgh's defense for a quarterback is not only physically exhausting but also mentally exhausting. Can you relate to that? And if so, how would you prepare for that?
Well, I think, you know, one good thing is although they're two different defenses, we've been able to, you know, work against a 3-4 for the last 2 years in practice. You know, there's similar blitzes that we see that Dom does, that Coach LeBeau does. So, you know, I'm going to rely on that 2 years of experience. But also realize I think you have to simplify it. You know, you have to they want to just to make you think too much. They want to, you know, disguise their coverages. I think you need to have a, you know, an answer for their, you know, for our protection, but also an answer to go with football in case he gets wrong. And just know there's going to be times where they disguise their coverage and pressure to where you're going to make a mistake, but just know where to go with football.
Aaron, when you're going pre-snap read, are you always looking for Troy Polamalu pre-snap? Or because he freelances, you mentioned yesterday, do you have to really see if he's trying to play you?
I just have to know where he's at. He's a great blitzer. He's a good cover guy. He's got good ball skills. So it's going to be important to figure out where he's at. You know, we're going to make sure that if he's coming on the pressure, we at least got somebody to get his initial path.
Aaron, do you anticipate, because of the event when it starts, any nerves, anxiety, extra excitement, and do you think the coaches will prepare for that in the way they script your first handful of plays to kind of get you guys settled down and in a rhythm?
Yeah, we don't script our first 15 anymore. We've done that in the past, but I think you have to account for that on some level with every player. You know, everybody I've talked to this week that's a former player that's played in this game has talked about you know, just deep breaths and getting over the first few plays of the Super Bowl. You know, I'm hopeful that that won't be an issue with me, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of excitement and a little bit of nerves maybe starting out the game.
Hey, Aaron, over here. Hey. I was wondering how much of scrambling is intuitive and how much of it is, you know, lanes you see that as you're studying a defense that might come open, you know, from your film study?
I'd say more the former on that. It has to be a feel thing. You know, I think pocket presence is something that you can learn a little bit, but a lot of it's just feeling your way through that and knowing when to, you know, when to stay in there and when to get out. I think I've done a better job over the last, you know, season, over the last season of knowing when to get out and when to hang in there. Now, when you're playing a team like Pittsburgh, I think your reactions have to be on point. Your decision making needs to be quick and instinctive. But anytime I see an opportunity to extend the play and get outside the pocket, that's definitely what I'm gonna look for. But at the same time, you know, I'm a progression guy. I'm gonna go through my progressions. I'm gonna throw it to the open guy, and I use running as just an extra opportunity to extend the play if my receivers aren't open.
Hi, Aaron. Over here. Have you been given a breakdown or briefing on the facilities you guys will use to begin working out here and whether they'll be suitable for what you need?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine. You know, Mike wouldn't put us in a place that it wasn't good. It wasn't going to allow us to get the kind of preparation in we need. We talked about, you know, SMU probably being out this week, it looks like. So I'm hoping that Mr. Stafford, you know, donate enough money to this place for this high school. We have a solid facility, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
Aaron, have you or will you have a chance to work with the official game football? And they put a different one in every play. Do you anticipate that being an adjustment at all?
I hope not. You know, since there was a stink made about, you know, a spot on the ball that is a little bit slippery. This was 3 or 4 years ago. We have the opportunity to work with those game balls and pick them out. But I believe it's 54 balls are in play this week. So I hope that's not an issue. I don't think it will be.
You were asked earlier, Aaron, about confidence over here up against the wall. You asked earlier about confidence. What did that first experience for you here in Dallas when you played the Cowboys, when you kind of got your feet wet, what did that do for you short-term and long-term in your development?
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, I think it was more for my teammates and the, the organization. I think kind of took a sigh of relief there that, okay, this guy might turn out to be a decent player. Personally, I feel like I was capable of that. I hadn't really done that in the game up until that point. I'd done it in practice. I'd done it in the preseason, but hadn't done it in a big-time game like that. I think we were both 10-1 at the time as well. So it was fun for me to be able to play that way. We lost the game, which was the most important thing. You know, I was hopeful, you know, could have brought him back there. But it was good to feel that way, to play that way. My teammates responded well, but I think there was more of a collective sigh of relief, like, okay, this guy has a chance.
Hey, Aaron, how much of an impact did your one season at Butte College have on you, and did you envision yourself getting to this level at that time?
Yeah, I mean, that was the most important year of my young football career, but learned a lot about myself that year, being an 18-year-old playing with, you know, guys from all over the country and different countries, Canada. 25-year-old center, guys who've been to prison, guys who've been bounce backs from Division One, guys, local guys, and trying to be an 18-year-old and lead those guys and figure out a way to lead them. I learned a lot about leadership and a lot about myself, and also got my confidence back because I had a real good season. So that was an important year, and still keep in touch with a lot of those guys and my coach as well.
Aaron, right here in front. Could you comment on the chemistry between you and your receivers? I talked to Jordy Nelson, to Jennings, to Driver yesterday, and they were talking about just the great chemistry that you guys are having, the fun you guys are having. And then all three of them mentioned faith, family, and football and talked about how that helps you guys on and off the field, if you could talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a good priority checklist there. I think our chemistry comes from the time we spend together in the off season. I really do. They're all full-time guys, and that means that, you know, come March, they're going to be in Green Bay, and we're going to be working together every day. Now, that's not all throwing, but, you know, the more time you spend with those guys and learn their body language and learn the way they like to run routes and what routes they feel more comfortable with, that's when we start gaining that chemistry, and then you work on timing and accuracy and scramble drill and stuff, and those are stuff that we spend a lot of time on in the offseason. So
what were the things off the field they talked about getting closer as well? What are some
I'm still hoping for a couple of invites to some of those get-togethers that happen.
Over by the wall here, Aaron. On your right.
Yeah.
Do you think measuring quarterbacks by Super Bowls won is the fairest way to do it?
Fairest way? Well, I mean, I don't know. I think Dan Marino might have a problem with that. I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He didn't win his opportunity. You have to be blessed with not only ability and opportunity, but, you know, supporting cast as well. So no quarterback has ever won a game by themselves. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be in a situation where we got an incredible defense, great coaching staff, solid guys on offense, and, you know, I'm hopeful we'll all put our best foot forward on Sunday. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Dovin.
Good.
What makes this team special? What would Lombardi think about it? And despite the Twitter, you know, misstep, and just your mission about trying to bring the Lombardi Trophy back to Green Bay.
Well, I think this is a special team. The character of the men that we have is incredible. A lot of resolve in this locker room. The best thing about this team is that when the injuries hit and the adversity hit, we're 3-3 after losing two overtime games. You know, we bounce back. And that says a lot about the character of not only our coaching staff, but the players we got. We brought in a number of guys this season who were hungry. Guys have been cut by other teams. You know, guys like Howard Green, like Dyrell Briggs, like Matt Wilhelm, like Eric Walden, who was Defensive Player of the Week late in the season. We brought in guys, Charlie Peppra, who had been cut by us, who played big roles for us this season that we might not have expected starting out the year. And I think that's made this season, this journey, that much more special is that, you know, it's high character men, but a lot of guys who you've been playing with a chip on the shoulder.
Aaron, could you describe for us the good and the bad of inheriting the starting quarterback job from Brett Favre?
I don't know. There's not a whole lot of bad other than, I'm not even say there's not even a whole lot of bad, really. The good was that I got to a situation where there's a lot of great players around me. Didn't have to do it myself. A lot of times when when you're a young quarterback, you get picked real high. You go to a team with a lot more needs than quarterback. I was in a situation where there was a good nucleus in place. Obviously, we need to add a couple guys to the fold, but, you know, it was a great opportunity.
Aaron, I'm over here. Did you accomplish your goal yesterday of not saying anything stupid for 60 minutes? And have you had anything that you've done since you've been here that you've had fun with or really enjoyed besides work?
No, I said a couple stupid things yesterday. I said I had a crush on Taylor Swift. I couldn't think of anybody else. I should have said Ellen because Ellen's a huge fan, I guess. So I'm going to revise that answer and say my celebrity crush is Ellen. Other than that, there are a couple different characters out there. That's the nicest way I can put it. And a couple of answers kind of made me, or questions made me stumble a little bit. But yesterday, I enjoyed driving on the highway with semi-trucks going 25 miles an hour, which is a new experience for me because living in Wisconsin, you're used to driving. They actually know what to put on the roads so you can still drive a decent speed. But those 18-wheelers are the scariest ones because it'll be a blizzard and they'll be going 65 miles past you and you're going 30 just trying to stay on the road. And out here, I guess they put sand on the roads. Might need to revise that a little bit. But it was fun going 40 miles an hour and being in the fast lane out here yesterday.
Aaron, over here toward the middle.
Hi.
You and Ben are both effective as scramblers, but different types of styles. What do you think when you watch him, you see guys kind of bouncing off him? Do you like that? You wish you could play like that, or are you happy to just avoid the hits?
I think I need to hit the weight room a little bit, get up to get some bulk on me. But Ben does a great job extending plays. He's got to be the best in the game at avoiding sacks, and some of the stuff he does is incredible on the field. A lot of respect for the way he plays, always have. He's a winner. He's won 2 Super Bowls. Hopefully not 3 here pretty soon. I texted him this week. I said, you already got 2. I said, let me get my first this week. But he's a great competitor, and he's going to be a tough task for our defense.
Aaron, down here. Is your offense built in some ways for domes, with maybe the type of receivers you have, the type of linemen, et cetera?
I don't think I can say yes to that one. We're a team that has played well in domes. I think we're built for Lambeau in for domes. That's a good answer. A lot of speed on the outside. You know, we have athletic linemen, so we're able to, you know, to do our zone blocking schemes and pass protect very well. But I think there's a comfort level that we have, you know, playing in domes.
Aaron, I mentioned your perfect throwing motion earlier, but somebody, and don't ask me who because I don't remember who it was, but noted that you have this little hop that you do sometimes where the right foot comes off the ground. I wanted to know if you noticed that and where maybe that came from.
A little hop?
Yeah, when the right foot comes off and you throw off the front foot.
Everybody throws off the front foot, except for my buddy in Chicago. No, you know what? All I'm going to say to that is that I appreciate USA Football voting me to the All-Fundamental team this year.